The next word is news. The word news in English is a bit tricky, as it is a noun, but it is used as a singular in English. We need to remember that news is an uncountable noun, which means it has no plural form. In Russian, novosti. Novosti is the word for news, and it is a plural form. It is also an uncountable noun in Russian. Here is a Russian sentence using the word news.
Я прочитал новости в газете.
Я прочитал новости в газете. Let's break down the sentence.
Я.
I, subject pronoun.
Прочитал.
Прочитал. Read, past tense, masculine singular.
Новости.
Новости. News, plural noun.
Ви.
In, preposition.
Газете.
Газет. Newspaper, feminine singular. English translation. I read the news in the newspaper. Breakdown. The subject of the sentence is I.
Я.
Я. Which is in the nominative case, subject case. Read, is a past tense verb in the masculine singular form. The object of the sentence is news, which is a plural noun. In, is a preposition, and the object of the preposition is newspaper. Key concepts. Uncountable nouns in English and Russian. The past tense in Russian. The masculine singular form of verbs in Russian. The nominative case. Pronunciation.
Я.
Я. Pronounced like the English word, я.
Прочитал.
Прочитал. Pronounced like прочитал.
Новости.
Новости. Pronounced like новости.
Ви.
Pronounced like the English ви.
Газете.
Газет. Pronounced like газете. Variations. There are many variations of the word news in Russian, depending on the context. Some examples include
Новости дня,
Новости дня, News of the day,
Последние новости,
Последние новости, Latest news,
Хорошие новости,
Хорошие новости.
Good news.
Плохие новости.
Плохие новости.
Bad news. Remember, news is an uncountable noun in English and Russian, so we don't use the plural form.
Новост.
Новост. Would refer to one specific news story.
Новости.
Новости refers to news in general. English translation, news.
Новости.
Новости. The next word is percent. The price of the product increased by
Пять.
Процентов.
Пять.
Процент of. Breakdown.
Пять.
Пират. Five, pronounced like пират, but with a short I at the end.
Процент of.
Процент of. Percent, pronounced like процент of, with a short O at the end. Key concept.
Процент.
Процент. Is a noun in Russian, meaning percent. It is used in the genitive plural form.
Процентов.
Процентов. Because it is modifying the noun.
Tsuna.
Tsina. Price, which is implied in the sentence. You can learn more about grammatical cases in Russian, if you'd like. English translation. The price of the product increased by 5%. Helpful hints on pronunciation. Remember that the stress in the word percent of procent of is on the third syllable, sen. The soft sign. Mark is nak.
Why?
At the end of the word.
Pirate.
Pirate. Makes the preceding consonant sound softer, like a T, rather than a hard D. English word. Percent Russian word.
Percent.
Procent. The next word is focus. The sentence.
Студенты должны сфокусироваться на изучении русского языка.
Breakdown.
Студенты.
Student I, students, plural, masculine, nominative case.
Должны.
Должны, must, verb должен, in the plural, masculine, present tense.
Сфокусироваться.
Sfokusiravatsia, to focus, verb fokusiravatsia, in the infinitive form. This verb is reflexive, and in the infinitive form, which makes it universal, and suitable for all genders.
Na.
Na, on, preposition.
Izuchini.
Izuchini, I, study, noun, neuter gender, prepositional case.
Ruskava.
Ruskava, Russian, adjective, masculine, genitive case.
Yazyka.
Yazyka, language, noun, masculine, genitive case. Key concept. The reflexive verb.
Sfokusirovatsya.
Takes the prefix, s, which adds the meaning of, to focus on something. To the verb fokusirovatsya, to focus. The preposition na is followed by the noun izuchenie in the prepositional case. English translation. Students must focus on the study of the Russian language. Pronunciation notes. In Russian, stress is often placed on the last syllable. Pay attention to the consonant s, s, in words like
сфокусироваться
and
студенты.
It is pronounced with a soft, hissing sound. The letter Yeru, Y, in Russian is pronounced like the I, in bit, or fit. Variations. You can change the subject of the sentence to yourself, for example. Я I must focus on studying the Russian language. You can also replace the word izuchenie with other activities related to learning Russian, such as чтение, reading, говорение, speaking, or грамматикае, grammar. The next word is stage. The English word, stage, can have multiple meanings in Russian. Here is one example sentence.
Актеры вышли на сцену.
Breakdown.
Актеры.
Pronounced. Актеры, actors, plural.
Вышли.
Pronounced. Вышли, past tense of the verb, to go out.
На.
Pronounced. На, on, preposition.
Сцену.
Pronounced. Сцену, stage, noun. Feminine. Meaning, the actors went out onto the stage. Variations.
Scena.
Pronounced, scena, stage, noun, feminine, singular.
Сценический.
Pronounced, scenический, stage, adjective.
Key concept. The word scena is a noun that can be used to refer to a stage in a theater, or more generally, a stage in a process. English. Stage / STD small cap IJ / Russian. Scena. / Scena / The next word is space. The word space has a few different meanings in Russian, but we will focus on the one referring to an empty area or gap. In this case, the word in Russian is prostranstvo. Prostranstvo. The sentence we will use is В этом пространстве нет ничего. В этом пространстве нет ничего. Breakdown of the sentence. V, this is the preposition, in, and is pronounced like the English, V, but with a slight, sound at the end. Этом. Этом, this is the pronoun, this, used as an adjective, and it's pronounced with a similar sound to, этом, but with the, T, a little more emphasized. Пространстве. Пространств, this is the noun, space, pronounced as, пространстве, with a slight stress on the, стран. Нет. Нет, this is the verb, there is not, and sounds like, нет, with a soft, T, at the end. Ничего. Ничего, this is the pronoun, nothing, and is pronounced, ничего, with a slightly emphasized, T. Translation. There is nothing in this space. Pronunciation of Russian words. Пространство. Пространстве. В. Этом. Этом. Нет. Нет. Ничего. Ничего. Remember, the stress in Russian words can change their pronunciation. In this sentence, the stress is on the first syllable in. Пространстве. Пространство. English. Space Russian. Пространство. Пространство. The next word is instead. Hash hash instead. English. The professor gave us a quiz instead of a test. Russian. Профессор дал нам контрольную работу вместо экзамена. Breakdown. Профессор. Colon. Профессор. Professor, the subject of the sentence, the person who gave the assignment. Дал. Colon. Дал. Gave, past tense verb, masculine singular, in agreement with the subject. Профессор. Нам. Colon. Нам. To us, dative case pronoun, indicates the indirect object, who received the assignment. Контрольную работу. Colon. Контрольную работу. Quiz, accusative case, indicates the direct object, what was given. Вместо. Colon. Вместо. Instead of, preposition, introduces the alternative. Examiner. Colon. Examiner. Exam, genitive case, indicates the object being replaced. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns and pronouns change form depending on their function in the sentence. Prepositions. Words like Mr. Instead of, show the relationship between different parts of the sentence. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change based on person, number, tense, and gender. Variations. Mr. Can be used with the genitive case of any noun or pronoun to indicate a replacement. The word Mr. can also be replaced with Zamin. In exchange for pronunciation tips. The letter, yeah, at the end of words like examiner, is pronounced as a soft E sound. The letter A is pronounced as a broad R sound. The letter O is pronounced as a short O sound. English translation of the words. Instead, Mr. Vmeister. Professor. 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 Quiz. Controller Aborter. Control. New Urabo 2. Exam. Examine. Examiner. The next word is realize. Hash hash ya. Ya. Realizuju. Svoju. Svoju. Mjetu. Mjetu. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. I. Pronunciation. Ya ya realizuju. Realizuju. Realize. Present tense. First person singular svoju. Svoju. My. Feminine singular mjetu. Mjetu. Dream. Feminine singular. Period. Meaning. I am realizing my dream. Key concepts. Verbs in Russian. Russian verbs change their endings depending on the person, number, and tense. Possessive adjectives. In Russian, possessive adjectives, my, your, his, etc. agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Variations. Present tense. Teyeru. Tai. Realizujeshayeri. Realizujes. Svoju. Svoju. Mjetu. Mjetu. You are realizing your dream. On. On. Realizujete. Realizujet. Svoju. Svoju. Mjetu. Mjetu. He is realizing his dream. Ona. Ona. Realizujete. Realizujet. Svoju. Svoju. Mjetu. Mjetu. She is realizing her dream. Past tense. Ya. Ya. Realizoval. Realizoval. Svoju. Svoju. Mjetu. Mjetu. I realized my dream. Masculine singular. Ya. Ya. Realizovala. Realizovala. Svoju. Svoju. Mjetu. Mjetu. I realized my dream. Feminine singular. Pronunciation. Realizovateri. Realizovat. Realize. Verb infinitive mjeteta. Mjeta. Dream. English to Russian translation. Realize realizovateri. Realizovat. The next word is usually. Hash hash. Обычно. Я. Хожу. В. Магазин. По. Субботам. Breakdown. Обычно. Pronounced RBCHNO means usually in Russian. It's an adverb that modifies the verb. It signifies a common or habitual action. Я. Pronounced я is the pronoun I in Russian. Хожу. Pronounced хожу is the verb to go in the present tense, first person singular. This form indicates that the speaker regularly goes to the store. V. Pronounced V is the preposition in or to in Russian. It indicates the destination. Magazin. Pronounced magazin is the noun store in Russian. Po. Pronounced pa is the preposition on in Russian. It indicates the day of the week. Subbotum. Pronounced subbotum is the plural noun Saturdays in Russian. Key concept. The sentence structure in Russian often follows a subject-verb-object, SVO, pattern. Translation. I usually go to the store on Saturdays. Word and pronunciation. Usually. Обычно. Обычно, go. Хожу. Хожу, store. Магазин. Магазин, Saturdays. Субботам. Субботам. Variations. Обычно. Can be replaced with. Часто. Часто, which means, often. This adds another layer of frequency to the statement. В субботу. В субботу, singular form of Saturdays, meaning, on Saturday, you can also use. По воскресеньям. По воскресеньям, on Sundays. Memorization tip. Connect the word. Обычно. To the English word, usual, to help remember its meaning. The usual action in the sentence is going to the store on Saturdays. The next word is data. The word data in Russian is dannyeruye. Данные. The word dannyeruye is plural. The singular form of this word is dannoye. Данные. This word is declined according to the gender, number and case of the noun. Note that in this sentence, the word dannyeruye is in the nominative case. This sentence illustrates how to use the word dannyeruye. Данные. In a sentence. Это и dannyeruye очень важные. Эти данные очень важны. Это и. Эти. These dannyeruye. Данные. Data очень важны. Очень. Very важны. Важны. Important. This sentence translates to, these data are very important. Note that the word dannyeruye. Данные. Is in the nominative case, and важны. Важны. Is in the nominative case, plural, and agreeing with the subject dannyeruye. Данные. Pronunciation guide. Dannyeruye. Данные. Данные, the, y, sound at the end is almost silent. Эти. Эти. Эти очень. Очень. Очень важны. Важны. Важно. Data dannyeruye. Данные. Данные. The next word is single. The word, single, in Russian can be expressed in several ways, depending on the context. Here's an example using the word. Одиноки. Одиноки, which implies loneliness, and can refer to a person, or a state of being. Sentence. Он был одинокий, но сильный. Он был одинокий, но сильный. Breakdown. Он. Он, he, pronoun, nominative case, masculine, pronounced like, own. Был. Был, was, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced like, был. Одинокий. Одинокий, lonely, adjective, masculine singular, pronounced like, одинокий. No. No, but, conjunction, pronounced like, no. Синий. Silny, strong, adjective, masculine singular, pronounced like, silny. Translation. He was lonely, but strong. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Russian adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Word order. Russian is a more flexible language than English in terms of word order, but the basic order in this sentence is subject-verb-object, SVO. Variations of single. Other ways to say single in Russian include Один. Один, one, for a single item. Неженатый. Неженатый, unmarried, for a man, and Незамужная. Незамужная, unmarried, for a woman. Pronunciation guide. О. О, like the O in hot. И. I, like the E in C. N. N, like the N in no. K. K, like the K in kite. Икраткое. I breathe a soft Y sound. L. L, like the L in lake. Мягкий знак. A soft sign does not have a sound, but affects the sound of the preceding consonant. S, like the S in sun. English, Russian translation of the word. Single. Одинокий. Одинокий. The next word is address. The Russian word for address is адрес. Pronounced address. Here is a sentence using this word. Я живу по адресу. Hi, улица. Hi, Пушкина. Hi, Dom. Hi, Yacht. This sentence means, I live at the address, Pushkin Street, house number 5. Я, I. Живу, I live. По. Па, by, according to. Адрес. Address. Улица. Улица, street. Пушкина, Пушкин, a proper noun, referring to the famous Russian writer. Дом, house. Пят, 5. The preposition по is used here to express the idea of, according to, or by. We use the dative case with this preposition. The dative case of адрес is адресу. Адресу, but the ending is dropped because it is followed by a noun. Улица. In this case, notice that улица street is in the genitive case. It is modified by the proper noun Пушкина, which is also in the genitive case. This is because we say дом, house, на, on, улицу, street, Пушкина. Another important grammatical concept here is the declension of nouns. The noun улица is feminine and is declined according to the pattern of first declension nouns. This means that the ending changes based on the grammatical case. In this sentence, it is in the genitive case. You will often encounter улица in the nominative case. Улица. When talking about a specific street, or in the prepositional case. На улице. After the preposition. На. Пушкина. Is also in the genitive case to agree with улица. The noun дом is masculine and does not decline in the singular form. It is always helpful to study the various cases of nouns in Russian. You will notice that nouns in the nominative case are used as the subject of a sentence, in the accusative case they are the direct object of a verb. The genitive case is often used to express possession, or to modify nouns. And for extra practice, you can use the word address to ask someone their address in Russian. Каков ваш адрес? Каков ваш адрес? What is your address? Как ваш адрес? Как ваш адрес? How is your address? Knowing a few common prepositions, like по and на, will help you understand many different Russian sentences. English, address, address, Russian, адрес, address. The next word is other. The word other in English can be translated into Russian as другой, pronounced другой, or иной, pronounced иной. Here is a sentence using другой. У меня есть другая книга. У preposition, at or by. Меня, меня, personal pronoun, me. Есть, есть, verb, to have. Другая, другая, feminine form of другой. Книга. Книга, noun, book. This sentence translates to, I have another book. Другой is more common in everyday speech and writing. Иной is a more formal and poetic word. It often conveys a sense of something being different or unique. Other related words. Другие. Другие, plural of другой. Others. По-другому. По-другому, adverb, differently. English, other pronunciation, other Russian. Другой. Pronunciation, другой. The next word is performance. The actresses. Игровая. Роль. In the play was met with great applause. Игровая. Роль. Means acting role, and here it is used in the nominative case, which is the subject of the sentence. The word игровая is an adjective, and can be used to describe anything related to acting, such as an игровая площадка, acting stage, or игровая карьера, acting career. It is formed from the noun игра, game, play, by adding the suffix овой to create an adjectival form. It is pronounced like игровая. English translation. The actress's acting role in the play was met with great applause. Russian words and pronunciation. Игровая. Игровая, acting. Роль. Role, role. Площадка. Площадка, stage. Карьера. Карьера, career. Игра. Игра, game, play. The next word is chance. У него. У него. У него, he has. У. У is a preposition that means at, or with, in this case, with him. Него. Него is a possessive pronoun meaning his. Ему, 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 to him. Ему, ему is a native pronoun meaning to him or for him. У него есть ири. У него есть. У него есть, he has. Есть, есть, to be, but in the present tense meaning has or there is. У него есть ири шанс. У него есть шанс. У него есть шанс, he has a chance. Шанс. chance, chance, pronounced like the English word, chance. Variations of chance, chance, chance of, chance of, chances, chansu, chansu, chance, dative, chansum, chansum, chance, instrumental, English, chance, Russian, chance, chance. The next word is accept, hash hash. Принимаю. Принимаю. I accept. Breakdown. Принимаю. Принимаю. Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Принимать. Принимать. Which means, to accept. Grammar. The verb is conjugated in the present tense, indicating that the action is happening now. The ending you is used for the first person singular in the present tense. This ending is very common and easy to remember because it only changes with the verb stem and remains the same for all verbs. Meaning, this sentence expresses a simple action of accepting something. It can be used in various contexts, such as accepting a gift, an invitation, or an apology. Variations. You can replace принимаю, принимаю, with other forms of the verb принимать, принимать, to express different tenses and persons. Принимал. Принимарел. I accepted, past tense. Примим. Примим. We will accept, future tense. Принимает. Принимит. He slash she slash it accepts, present tense. Pronunciation. Принимаю. Принимаю. The stress falls on the second syllable. I. Принимать. Принимать. The stress falls on the third syllable. Ма. Ма. Translation. Принимаю. Принимаю. I accept. Принимать. Принимать. To accept. Remember, the stress is crucial for pronunciation. You can check the pronunciation of the Russian words using an online dictionary or a pronunciation app. The next word is society. Hash hash. Общество. Is a very important word in the Russian language. It's a noun, meaning society. The stress falls on the first syllable. Общество is pronounced obchestvo, which is similar to the English obcvo. Let's take a look at the following sentence. В современном обществе большую роль играют социальные сети. V in pronounced V. Современном. Современном, modern, pronounced современном. Обществе. Обществе, society, pronounced обществе. Большую. Большую, big, large, pronounced большую. Роль. Roll, roll, pronounced roll. Играют. Играют, play, pronounced играют. Социальные. Социальные, social, pronounced социальные. Сети. Сети, networks, pronounced сети. Translation. In modern society, social networks play a large role. Общество. Общество, society, noun. Общественный. Archestvny, public, social, adjective, pronounced, archestvny.
Archestvnost.
Archestvnost, the public, society, noun, pronounced, archestvnost.
You can use these words in a variety of contexts.
The next word is technology.
Hash hash.
Technologie.
Играет.
Важную.
Роль.
В современном
мире.
Breakdown.
Технология.
Technologia, technology. This is a feminine noun, so we use the feminine singular form of the verb.
Играет.
Plays.
Играет.
Играет, plays. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb.
Играть.
To play.
Важную.
Важную, important. This is the accusative case of the adjective.
Важный.
Important. The accusative case is used when the noun is the direct object of a verb.
Роль.
Role, role. This is a feminine noun, so we use the accusative singular feminine form of the noun.
V.
In. This is a preposition that introduces the location of the action.
Современном.
Современном, modern. This is the prepositional case of the adjective.
Современный.
Modern. The prepositional case is used after prepositions like
мире.
Мире, world. This is a masculine noun, so we use the prepositional singular masculine form of the noun.
Translation.
Technology plays an important role in the modern world.
Key concepts.
Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, neuter, which affects the form of adjectives, and other words that modify them.
Cases.
Russian nouns change their endings depending on their function in a sentence, subject, direct object, etc.
Prepositions.
Russian prepositions often govern a specific case of the noun that follows them.
Pronunciation.
Технология.
Технология.
Играет.
Играет.
Важную.
Важную.
Роль.
Роль.
В.
Современном.
Современном.
Мире.
Мире.
Variations.
The word
технология
is often used in its plural form.
Технологии.
Technologii, to refer to different types of technology.
Note, you can replace the word
роль with the word
значение.
Z-N-H-E-I-E, which means significance or importance. This will make the sentence slightly more formal. The next word is mention.
Hash hash.
Upamanye.
Это.
Vesmeoyomdeokladeye.
Breakdown.
Upamanye. Upamayani, imperative verb, second person singular, meaning mention. It's the command form of the verb upomienateiri, upomienate.
Eta.
Eta, pronoun meaning this or it. The neuter gender form is used here.
V. Preposition meaning in.
Sm.
Smyom, possessive adjective meaning your or your own.
Used to indicate possession by the subject of the sentence.
Доклад.
Доклад, noun meaning report or presentation.
Translation.
Mention this in your report.
Key concepts.
Imperative verbs. These verbs express commands or requests. possessive adjectives. These adjectives indicate ownership or possession. Prepositions. Words that connect nouns or pronouns to other words in a sentence. Variations. Upamaniti. Upamaniti, imperative form, second person plural, meaning mention, used when addressing multiple people. Upaminat. Upaminati, infinitive form, meaning to mention. Pronunciation guide. U, like the U in moon. Pa. Pa, like the pa in paper. Mya. Maya, like the my in my, but with a softer Y sound. Ni. Ni, like the ni in knee. Tie. Tie, like the tie in tie. Dwa. Do, like the do in do. Clad. Clad, like the clad in clad. Ye. Ye, like the ye in yes. The next word is choice. The Russian word for choice is Vyber. Pronounced Vyber. It is a noun and can be used in a variety of ways. Here is a simple sentence. У меня есть выбор. Breakdown. У меня. У меня means I have or with me есть. Есть. Есть means there is or there are. This is a very common word and means to be in the present tense. Веерубеер. Выбор. Выбор means choice. Translation. I have a choice. Variations of веерубеер. СВОБОДН ЕРУ И КРАТКО И веерубеер. Свободный выбор. Свободный выбор. Free choice. ТЕРУДН ЕРУ И КРАТКО И веерубеер. Трудный выбор. Трудный выбор, difficult choice, лучшее краткое веерубеер. Лучший выбор. Лучший выбор, best choice, неожиданное краткое веерубеер. Неожиданный выбор. Неожиданный выбор, unexpected choice. Choice. Выбор. Выбор. The next word is save. Hash hash the word save in Russian. The word save in Russian can be expressed in a few ways depending on the context. 1. Сохранить. Сохранить. This is the most common verb for save in Russian. It translates to save or to preserve. This verb is used when you want to save something from being lost or destroyed. It can be used for both tangible and intangible things. Example. Сохранить эту фотографию на свой компьютер. Сохранить эту фотографию на свой компьютер. Save this photo on your computer. Breakdown. Сохранить. Сохранить, imperative form of the verb. Сохранить. Сохранить, save. Эту. Эту, this, feminine. Фотографию. Фотографию, photograph, feminine. На. На, on. Свой. Свой, your. Computer. Computer, computer. Two. Спасти. Спасти. This word is more specifically used for to save someone from danger or harm. It also can be used when you want to save someone or something from a difficult situation. Example. Он спас ребенка от пожара. Он спас ребенка от пожара. He saved the child from the fire. Breakdown. Он. He. Спас. Spas, saved, past tense masculine singular. Ribonka. Ribionka, child, masculine. Ot. Ot, from. Pajara. Pajara, fire, masculine. 3. Sahranatsa. So khranatsa. This is the reflexive form of sahranit. So khranit, and means to be saved, or to remain. This verb emphasizes the state of being preserved. Example. Эти воспоминания сохранятся в моей памяти навсегда. Эти воспоминания сохранятся в моей памяти навсегда. These memories will remain in my memory forever. Breakdown. Эти. Эти, these. Воспоминания. Воспоминания, memories, plural. Сохранятся. So khranatsa will remain, future tense plural. V in. Моей. Мои, my, feminine. Памяти. Памяти, memory, feminine. Навсегда. Навсегда, forever. Remember, the choice of the word depends on the context of your sentence. Practice using these different forms, and you'll be able to express, save, in a variety of ways. Pronunciation. Сохранит. So khranit, the kh sound is similar to the ch in the word loch. Спасти. Спасти, the s at the end is pronounced like the s in bus. Сохранятся. So khranatsa, the nya sound is similar to the ny in the word canyon. English translation. Save Russian translation. Сохранять. So khranять. The next word is common. This is a very common. Обычный. Обычный word. We use it to describe something that is frequently seen or found. In this sentence, Обеяручениерикаткое is an adjective modifying the noun беяньери, they. Here is an example of using the word common in Russian. Это обычный день. Translation. This is a common day. Breakdown. Это. Это, this. Обычный. Обычный, common. День. Then, day. The word. Обычный. Is pronounced, R-B-C-H-N-I. The ch sound is similar to the ch in the word chair. The y at the end of обычный is very soft, almost like a whisper. The y at the end of день is pronounced like the y in the word yes. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it is a statement of fact. Key concept. Adjectives in Russian agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this example, обычный is masculine singular because it agrees with the masculine singular noun. День. The next word is culture. Культура. Играет. Важную роль. Жизни любого человека. Breakdown. Культура. Pronounced cultura, culture. This is the noun, in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence. Играет. Pronounced играет, plays. This is the verb in the present tense, third person singular, agreeing with the subject, culture. Важную. Pronounced, важную, important. This is an adjective in the accusative case, modifying, role. Роль. Pronounced, role, role. This is the noun, in the accusative case, the direct object of the verb, plays. Pronounced, F, in. This is a preposition, followed by the noun phrase, life of any person. Жизни. Pronounced, ZHIZNI, life. This is the noun, in the prepositional case, after the preposition, in. Любого. Pronounced, LIUBOHVO, any. This is an adjective in the genitive case, modifying, person. Человека. Pronounced, человека, person. This is a noun in the genitive case, after the adjective, any. Translation. Culture plays an important role in the life of any person. Key concepts. Nominative case. The subject of the sentence. Accusative case. The direct object of a verb. Genitive case. Shows possession, or belonging. Prepositional case. Used after prepositions like, in, on, at, with, etc. Variations. Культурный. Pronounced, culturny, cultural. Культуролог. Pronounced, culturolog, cultural anthropologist. Культурный центр. Pronounced, culturny center, cultural center. Pronunciation tips. O. Is pronounced like the O in hot. Yeah. Is pronounced like the E in bed. I. Is pronounced like the E in sea. U. Is pronounced like the I in machine. A. Is pronounced like the A in father. U. Is pronounced like the U in moon. R. Is pronounced like the Y in yard. The next word is out. The word, out, can be used in a variety of ways in English, so let's look at a few example sentences, and how the word, out, can be translated into Russian. Example 1. The cat is out of the bag. This sentence is an idiom, meaning that a secret is now revealed, and it can be translated into Russian as Secret Raskrut. Secret Raskrut. Secret. Secret. Secret, pronounced like secret, but the T is silent. Raskrut. Raskrut. Revealed, pronounced like Raskrut. Example 2. I went out last night. This sentence means that the speaker left their home or residence to go somewhere. In Russian, this could be translated as Я вышел вчера вечером. Я вышел вчера вечером. Я. I pronounced like Я. Вышел. Вышел. Went out, pronounced like Vishal. Вчера. Вечера. Yesterday, pronounced like Vichera. Вечером. Вечером. In the evening, pronounced like Вечером. Example 3. The game is out. This sentence means that the game is over or finished. In Russian, it can be translated as Игра окончена. Игра окончена. Игра. Игра. Game, pronounced like игра. Окончена. Окончена. Finished, pronounced like окончена. Key concept. The word out in Russian can have many different translations, depending on the context. Hint. It's helpful to learn the different ways that out can be used in English, and then try to find the equivalent Russian word or phrase for each situation. The next word is total. The word total in Russian can be translated as obshchi. Pronounced obshchi, meaning general or overall, or всего. Pronounced всего, meaning in total or altogether. The choice of word depends on the context. Example sentence. The total cost of the trip was около approximately 2000 dollars. $2,000. Общая. Pronounced общая, cost of the trip was около approximately 2000 dollars. $2,000. Breakdown. Общая. Pronounced общая is the feminine form of the adjective общие, general, and is used here to agree with the feminine noun estoемостери, cost. Около. Pronounced около means approximately or around. $2000. Pronounced $2000 means $2000. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the nouns they modify. Word order. Russian word order is more flexible than English. However, the sentence structure in this example follows the subject-verb-object pattern, which is a common pattern in Russian. Pronunciation. Общий. Pronounced общий. Всего. Pronounced visigo. Около. Pronounced около. 2000 dollars. Pronounced $2000. English translation. Total. Общий. Pronounced общий, total. Всего. Pronounced visigo.